Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, okay.
KUTX.
Hey guys, this is Ty Richards, and I will be guest hosting on My KUTX today. I just put out a record 1 month ago. It's called Zillion, and I'm very happy to have that released. Go check it out. So today, starting off, we're going to start with one of my favorite bands, hopefully one of your favorite bands, Spoon. I've got a song called The Fitted Shirt. This is the first Spoon song that I had ever heard growing up, and they've always felt like kind of an older brother band to me. That was The Fitted Shirt by Spoon. It was on an album called Girls Can Tell, one of my favorite Spoon records, kind of an earlier Spoon record. That record and Kill the Moonlight are probably some of my favorite Spoon records, early Spoon stuff. Love it. LCD Sound System is another band we're going to play here in a second, and we're going to play a song called Losing My Edge. By the way, this is Ty Richards, and you are listening to My KUTX. But yeah, James Murphy, LCD Sound System, he's probably one of my favorite artists. I like how his stuff, I read somewhere that his stuff is just, he just jumps into a vocal booth and starts singing and talking and whatever comes out. That's pretty much what's on the record. Usually kind of like the first take kind of thing. And this song, when I first heard it, I thought it was hilarious. And it was funny to find out from him that the song is not hilarious to him. It's actually kind of traumatic and sad. Like I think he had just turned like 40 or something like that. And he was really feeling bummed out how just there's all these amazingly talented younger people coming up, and it was, this song is really like kind of like a midlife crisis song for him. It's still funny to me. You know, I just hit 30. My album Zillion came out on my 30th birthday, and I like the song because I can relate to it. Yeah, so coming up, we've got LCD Sound System. This is Losing My Edge.
Yeah, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. The kids are coming up from behind. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids from France and from London. But I was there. I was there in 1968. I was there at the first Cannes show in Cologne. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids whose footsteps I hear when they get on the decks. I'm losing my edge to the internet seekers who can tell me every member of every good group from 1962 to 1978. Although I'm losing my edge, I'm losing all the kids to the art school Brooklynites and Berlin in little jackets and borrowed nostalgia for the unremembered 80s. Well, I'm losing my edge. Hits all the modern lovers tracks. I heard you have a vinyl of every Niagara record on German imports. I heard that you have a white label of every seminal Detroit techno hit, 1985, 86, 87. I heard that you have a CD compilation of every good 60s cut and another box set from the 70s. I hear you're buying a synthesizer and an arpeggiator and throwing your computer out the window because you want to make something real. You want to make a jazz record. I hear that you and your band have sold your guitars and bought turntables. I hear that you and your band have sold your turntables and bought guitars. I hear everybody that you know is more relevant than everybody that I know. And you should know that it's this heat, there in the room, outside the room. Nation of Ulysses, Mars, Scorpion, the Black Dice, the Ty Terry, the Germ, Section 25, of the Arizona, Section of the Rock Side, Sonic Force, just hit me one. Atkins, Van Roo, Gotcha, David Axelrod, Electric Prunes, Gil, Scott, Heron, the Slit, Spouse, Mantronics, Barrow Sanders, and the Fire Engines, the Swans, the Soft Cell, the Sonic, the Sonic.
This is Ty Richards, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio, and I'm playing whatever the heck I want to play. Next up is Beck, his song called Rental Car. This is on one of my absolute favorite albums of Beck. It's called The Guero. It's very good, groovy Beck. You know, Beck has his different, like, alter egos. You know, there's, like, sad Beck. There's like funky Beck and there's groovy Beck. But yeah, this is my favorite of the groovier Beck records. So here's Beck's Rental Car. We'll be right back.
looking for pictures and falling to roads, taking me far.
This is Ty Richards, and you're listening to My KUTX. I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin today. I hope you're enjoying the music I picked this hour. You can see the whole playlist on KUTX.org. And yeah, I can't believe these guys are crazy enough to let me take the wheel on all this. You just listened to Beck. That was a rental car, and I'm just a huge fan of Beck. Beck is definitely one of my influences with my music. If you listen to Zillion, you can definitely hear Beck's imprint on my record. Next up, though, I've got one of my favorite Beatles songs ever. And I find even huge Beatles fans that haven't heard this song, I don't know how. It's called Hey Bulldog. It's just this random song on Yellow Submarine. And it's probably the only song that I've actually covered in one of my own sets. I'll throw that cover in there every once in a while. And it's a really, really cool song. You can hear how maybe Spoon steals from this song too. It's a great tune. And here's Hey Bulldog, The Beatles. Love that song. It's my all-time favorite Beatles song ever. Yeah, this is Ty Richards, and you are listening to My KUTX. I'm the guest DJ for this hour. And if you miss any of the show or want to see the playlist, go over to KUTX.org and look for the My KUTX button. This next song coming up is... This is actually an entire record. This is on a record that was produced by Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. And his son, Spencer Tweedy, plays drums on the entire album also. Very, very cool record by Pop Staples. It's called Don't Lose This. Pop Staples, he passed away back in 1999. This album was created in 1999, or this was recorded. And Jeff Tweedy and his son went in and did bass and drums and guitar and produced the whole thing and released it in 2015, more than 15 years after Pop Staples passed away. So it's a posthumous record. It's kind of haunting. Really, really cool. So this is Pop Staples, Somebody Was Watching.
Shot up and shook down. I've been turned away and turned around with nobody to call my own in this mean old world alone. Many, many nights I cried. Somebody was on my side. Down in my soul I knew some way I'd get through. Looking back now I see somebody was watching over me. I've been locked up and locked out. I've been used and abused. Didn't know if I was uptown or downtown. You know my life was so confused. I lived in a state of depression. Something saved me from my obsession. My strength was put to test. My weakness put to rest. Looking back now I see somebody was watching over me. Somebody was watching. Somebody was watching over me.
Somebody was watching. Somebody was watching.
Somebody was watching. Somebody was watching over me.
Somebody was watching. Somebody was watching.
Now my bedtime is better than my good time used to be.
Somebody was a watching. Somebody was a watching. Somebody was a watching over me. Somebody was a
They called it Gospel in the Key of Blues. That's what they called Pop Staples. And yeah, when you listen to that, it makes a lot of sense. Gospel in the Key of Blues. This is Ty Richards, and you're listening to My KUTX. They were crazy enough to let me run this thing for an hour, and I'm really excited to do it. Next up, we are going to play an amazing song that I haven't heard until probably about 6 months ago. One of my fans told me about this guy. He's Brazilian, so all of his songs, for the most part, I think, are in Portuguese. Super cool. It's one of the coolest things I've heard in a long time. You know, just hearing a song that really just caught me off guard is, holy cow, this is insane. So the guy's name is Arthur Jolie, and his song is called Soo Esquisita Dança. And that was Soo Esquisita Danza by Arthur Jolie. That's in Portuguese. One of my fans in Brazil showed me this guy. Unbelievable. Yeah, listen to his whole record, O Punk Analógico. My name is Ty Richards, and I am hosting my KUTX today. Next up, I'm going to play probably my top favorite band ever, Led Zeppelin. And this song is a special song to me. I'd like to dedicate it to my wife, Emily Richards. Our entire marriage is based on this band, basically. Led Zeppelin is like it for us. We have very, very different tastes in music, and then it all just intersects at Led Zeppelin. It's crazy. You know, she just listens to Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind, and Fire, like really awesome stuff that I was just never exposed to as a kid. And I'm so glad that I'm exposed to it now. And then I just grew up buried in a sea of rock and roll. But this song is a special song because it was playing in my head the moment that I decided I wanted to marry her. And she was looking into my eyes, and she happened to have flowers in her hair. And the song is called Going to California, and it actually talks about, you know, this woman with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. It's like literally like a musical snapshot of like the moment that I really fell in love with my wife. So this is Led Zeppelin, Going to California.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. I wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose, and it started to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight ahead. Find a queen without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Thank you.
That was Led Zeppelin, Going to California. They're probably one of my favorite bands. Obviously, that's not like one of their like huge rock songs or anything. That'll maybe be for another time, but they're probably one of my biggest influences. I love everything about Jimmy Page as a guitar player and as a producer, and they're definitely the number one influence on my music and the way that I write and the way that I produce. Love it. Love it. Next up is The Modern Lovers. And I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks from them. By the way, I'm Ty Richards, and I'm hosting My KUTX today. I'm going to play a song called I'm Straight, which is not what you would think it would be about. But I love this song, and I relate to this song for some reason, just because, I don't know, I never really quite fit in wherever I am. I never quite fit in. And Jonathan Richman, he's the lead singer of the Modern Lovers. I just love how he's kind of an outcast in his own community. I think he played he was friends with like the Velvet Underground and all those guys coming in out of the 60s, and hung out with like Andy Warhol and all those guys. And then coming into the 70s, is when the Modern Lovers started. And he's just like this really eccentric, really honest guy. To me, this song like kind of sums him up as a dude, and it always like relates. I just relate to him. So this is Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, and I'm Straight.
I called this number 3 times already today, but I got scared. I put it back in place. I put my phone back in place. I still don't know if I should have called up. Look, just tell me, why don't you? If I'm out of place. 'Cause here's your chance to make me feel awkward and wish that I had never even called up this place. I saw you though today walk by with Hippie Johnny. I had to call up and say how I wanna take his place. So this phone call today concerns Hippie Johnny. He's always stoned. He's never straight. I saw you today, you know, walk by with Hippie Johnny. Look, I had to call up and say I wanna take his place. See, he's stoned, Hippie Johnny. Now get this, I'm straight, and I want to take his place. Now look, I like him too. I like Hippie Johnny. But I'm straight, and I want to take his. I said, I'm straight. I said, I'm straight. I'm proud to say. Well, I'm straight, and I want to take his place. Now I've watched you walk around here. I've watched you meet boyfriends, I know, and you tell me how they're deep. Look, but I think if these guys, if they're really so great, tell me why can't they at least take this place and take it straight? Why always stoned like Hippie Johnny's? I'm straight, and I want to take his place. I'm certainly not stoned like like hippie Johnny's. I'm straight, but I want to take his place. I said, I'm straight. I said, I'm straight.
You are listening to My KUTX, and I'm your guest host, Ty Richards. I'm really excited to be here. This is a lot of fun. Hope you're digging the stuff that I brought today to spin. And you just listened to Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers on a song called I'm Straight. And next, I'm going to play a Wilco tune for you guys. This is one of my favorite Wilco songs to play at home. When I'm just sitting at home, we've got this little upright piano that's just sitting in our living room, and I probably play this song like two or three times a week. My wife probably hates this song. It's a song called Hummingbird, and I'm just a huge fan of Jeff Tweedy. I love his lyrics. I love his writing style. I read, I think in the Atlantic or something a couple years ago, this article where he talked about the mumble tracks. He does these things called mumble tracks where he'll go in the studio and sing a really cool melody with just total nonsense lyrics. And then he'll go back and listen to it later and then just write down what he thinks that he's hearing. It's kind of a Freudian writing style, because he just whatever comes out. It's a really, really cool method. And I actually co-opted that method. I stole it from Tweedy, who stole it from someone else, probably like Mick Jagger or something. But yeah, I actually wrote half of my record, Zillion, with that same method. Or the first time I tried it, it worked. I wrote Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda, and it worked the first time. So I was like, I'm going to keep doing this. And yeah, I really like that method. It's a great way to get out of writer's block and just write something cool without necessarily trying too hard to be cool. It just, to me, it just comes out and it's cool every time. But yeah, so here's Wilco. This is on an album called Ghost Is Born, and it's a song called Hummingbird.
His goal in life was to be an echo, riding alone, town after town, toll after toll. The dicks paying out through the great southwest to forget her. She appears in his dreams, but in his car and in his arms, a dream could be. Sunset on a television set could upset her, but he never could. Remember to remember me, standing still in your past, floating fast like a homing bird. His goal in life was to be an echo, tap the sound that floats around and then back down like a feather. But in the deep chrome canyons of the loudest Manhattans, no one could hear him or anything. So he slept on a mountain in a sleeping bag underneath the stars. He would lie awake and count them. The great fountain spray of the great Milky Way would never let him die alone.
Death metal, a song called So Easy. My name is Ty Richards, and I'm wrapping up my hour as the guest DJ on a KUTX here in Austin. And yeah, you can find the full episode at and playlists and everything on KUTX.org. You can just look for the My KUTX link on the website. And yeah, thanks. Thank you guys for having me. This has been really awesome. You can check out my new album, pretty much everywhere music is sold. But tyrichards.com is the best place to see. I've got some cool music videos, some really kind of fun, weird music videos, and you can hear the whole record and everything right there at tyrichards.com. And I'm on Facebook at Ty Richards Music, and I'm on Instagram at Ty Richards Music also. I'm pretty active on that stuff. Give me a shout. Let me know what you think about the show, and love to just hang out and talk with you guys any way I can. Coming up next, or coming up last, rather, is one of my all-time favorite bands, Tame Impala. And they were a huge inspiration for my record, Zillion, because this guy just does all of his records alone in his house. And I just remember thinking to myself, oh, you can do that? Okay. So it's something about seeing that somebody else could do it. I was like, all right, I can try that. I can at least try. And so that was a huge inspiration for Zillion. This song we're going to close out with is a song called Apocalypse Dreams off of Lonerism. And I know their latest record, Currents, is amazing. It's unbelievable. But don't forget about Lonerism. It's a good record. This is Apocalypse Dreams.